Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of the Enterprise Podcast Network, featuring some of the most prominent business professionals in the world today. And now your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who are having great success today. We are joined by Karen Parziali, interior designer and stager. She has been a professional stager for the past 15 years and has helped sell homes faster and for more money as a result of her staged homes. She works with realtors, homeowners, and flippers. I'd say she's got just a little bit of experience. And Karen, thanks for joining us here today on the program.
Thank you, Eric, so much for having me on your show. It's a pleasure.
It's certainly our pleasure to have you with us, and thanks for your time. So for those that aren't so familiar, tell us exactly what is home staging.
Absolutely. Home staging is the act of preparing your home for sale in the real estate marketplace. Basically, it is making your home look better for a large number of potential buyers. So it's basically, they use the word staging, it's almost a film word, a movie word, where you're basically staging the home. So areas that don't look so great, stagers make it look better. For example, you know, stagers do everything from suggesting new paint colors to home improvements to removing bigger furniture. You have to remember, Eric, you know, a potential buyer literally has just a minute or two to make a great first impression, right? So usually what happens is they'll have a list of different homes that they want to see in a given time frame. So when they walk through that door, for a listing, you want that to be a good first impression. So what we do at the Real Estate Staging Studio is we start literally from the curb, like the curb, the front door, and we go room by room by room and basically make every room look fantastically better.
And certainly an added bonus that you actually know what you're doing. That is so clear. And so how can staging help sell a home and be a value added to realtors?
Well, that's a great question. Staging has tremendous value. I mean, there's just tons of statistics out there from the National Association of Realtors about how it helps make a home sell faster and for actually more money. So what happens is a staged home just looks better. I mean, that's basically it. It looks better, it looks brighter, it looks more spacious. There's not tons of furniture. It's lighter. The photos come out 1,000 times better. So think about it. Think about how people are now buying homes online. You know, they're just swiping through all those pictures. And if a home looks appealing and attractive, they're going to say to the agent, look, I want to see that house. I want to see that house. I want to see that house. So it really helps increase traffic actually into the home. So it's a numbers game. More people into the home, you know, a higher potential for an offer coming through. So you know, I like to think of staging as a collaborative effort with realtors and developers and flippers. I mean, we're part of the marketing team. We help prepare a home for sale. So, for example, like the other day I was at a consultation and I told the homeowner, look, I mean, you need to remove probably 50% of what's in this house. And she said, well, why? Isn't this furniture nice? I said, it's beautiful. That has nothing to do with it. There's just too much of it. So clutter is a really big thing in staging. You know, obviously you want to make the room look bigger, more spacious, brighter. So we look at everything from clutter, from organizing to, you know, just making every room look bigger with smaller furniture. So if they have 4 couches in a living room, I might just say, look, we only need 2. So my goal, and I'm also certified in space planning and feng shui, is I look at every room the way it's going to look in a photo shoot. So my background's in styling and marketing as well. So I look at each room as, you know, what is the potential buyer going to see as well. So we work really closely with realtors to help make, you know, that impression just even better when they first walk in.
And of course, we certainly appreciate those details. Most helpful. Now, tell us, how important is it to prepare a home for sale, especially in U.S. markets that have experienced a slowdown?
It's critical. It's absolutely critical. You know, again, it's showing that property in the best light possible. So, I mean, look, you know, realtors have to understand that a potential buyer has limited time. And, you know, why not show that home in the best possible light? I mean, real staging is an investment. I always say that to people. You know, it's not inexpensive to stage, but it's more expensive not to stage, right? So what is the real cost of actually not staging? Now, staging has all different layers, right? I mean, if you have a five-bedroom home that's vacant, obviously, you know, you need to put furniture in there and decor. That's one level of staging. And there's other staging where, you know, it's home repair, it's fixing the light bulbs, it's fixing the creaky staircases, it's, you know, getting rid of old carpet from the 1950s. So it's preparing the home for sale. So there's all different levels of that. I think what most realtors think of is that, oh my God, we got to stage the whole house. You don't. You have to stage the main areas of the home. You don't, so it's a five-bedroom house. You don't have to stage all five bedrooms. Stage the master, stage the living room, stage the kitchen. So I think that's a real, you know, that's a common myth that realtors sort of understand. So my feeling is, what is the real cost of not staging? So you have to prepare the home for sale. And again, it's a series. It's either decluttering, organizing, painting. It doesn't have to be the whole, you know, staging process. I mean, you can hire our staging company to style different rooms. I mean, not every house needs the whole, you know, the full service, thing there. But we also have home organizers on my team, which is great. I mean, a lot of times we'll spend 2, 3, 4 weeks even before the home is on the market, just decluttering and getting rid of all the stuff. And you have to understand too, you know, realtors have to up their game in marketing. You know, it's just going to make their listings just look better. So staging is really super important.
It certainly is. And that's a great question that you pose. How much would it cost to not stage? So that is on target for sure. Today we are joined by Karen Parziali, interior designer and stager. She has been a professional stager for the past 15 years and has helped sell homes faster and for more money as a result of her staged homes. And she works with realtors, homeowners, and flippers. And she's joined us here today on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, get into flipping. How has the flipping craze affected the business? I bet it's affected it quite a bit.
Yes, it really has. And it's exciting because I work and meet flippers all the time. In fact, I would say probably 60% of my business is working with flippers and developers. And it's exciting because everyone seems to be getting into the flipping game, which is great. Now, look, I'm working with a developer right now from Brooklyn, and he's been working on this flipping project for almost a year. He's got 4 condos. He's spent a tremendous amount of money. They're vacant, so we are staging actually 2 of the condos with furniture, the whole kit and caboodle, furniture and decor and plants and outdoor spaces. I mean, it's literally drastically different. I mean, you have to understand something too. A vacant space just does not help sell a home. It just doesn't. Not warm, it's not cozy. The issue is that most people cannot visualize furniture in a room. Okay, that's the real goal of staging, is to show the potential of a space, right? So many times a flipper will say, look, you know, this room is really small, how can you help? Well, I'm like, well, look, the bedroom is small and we're going to put a queen size bed in here. So when people open up this door, they'll say, oh, look, a bedroom. A queen-size bed. Oh, I get it. Okay. But if you have a vacant space, you know, it's hard to visualize a queen-size bed being in there. So we're working with flippers constantly to just help move their investment properly. I mean, look, a flipper wants to get in and literally flip it. I mean, flip it for a profit. So we help. We're part of their team. So it's exciting because it's just not slowing down. I mean, I work in the New York tri-state area. a lot in Jersey City, a lot in Hoboken, a lot in, you know, New York as well, Manhattan. And, you know, it's just a really exciting time. I don't see it slowing down at all. I mean, not at all. It's very, very popular.
I agree with you. It certainly is really popular, and I don't see it going anywhere either. And a lot of great flipping services have been on the program as well. So that certainly vouches for what you're saying. Now, tell us, what services does your boutique, the Real Estate Staging Studio, offer? Get into some of those details.
Yes, thank you. So, staging has different levels. So first is occupied staging, which means you live in the home. So let's just say, Eric, you and your family were selling your house and you live there. I would go through the space, literally room by room, you know, open up the front door and say, oh, what am I looking at? So I say, this looks great. Let's take this out. You know, this room needs to be repainted. Here are my paint suggestions. Love this artwork. Let's keep that there. Don't love the kitchen, very narrow, very dark. Let's add more lighting. So basically, that's occupied, meaning the people live in the space. Most of the times there, that has a lot to do with organizing and decluttering. I also work with Lauren Truppo, who is a fantastic member of my team, a professional stager and home organizer. So, and, you know, realtors love that we have home organizers on our team. Then we have what's called vacant staging, which means the space is empty, which means we need to bring furniture in. So I work with a lot of different retailers to rent the furniture, sometimes buy the furniture. We also have literally thousands and thousands of luxurious props that we bring in as part of our services. Sometimes, you know, look, not every house needs the whole, you know, everything. Sometimes they just need a little styling, a little TLC, I call it. So we'll come in and just style and add some fresh flowers and add beautiful linens and add wine bottles on the table and set the table and add, you know, beautiful plants on the outdoors. So we're styling. We're home stylists as well. And then we have the cluttering and the organizing service.
Well, Karen, certainly great to have you with us. You're certainly in an interesting and a very exciting industry, and we really appreciate what you do through the Real Estate Staging Studio and wish you continued success. If listeners wanted to reach out to be in touch or to get further information online, where's the best place to get further details?
Yes, and I encourage realtors, developers, flippers to give us a call. We also we conduct 20-minute phone consultations, complimentary. I'd love to chat with them on the phone about how we can help them. And look, I mean, it's a full circle team here. You know, we stage, they market, they sell it. So it's just a really good, it's a good thing for them to think about when they're listing their properties. But the best number, Eric, and thank you for asking, is 201-927-8536, and on Facebook, we're the Real Estate Staging Studio, and we're headquartered in Hoboken, New Jersey, and we have a satellite office in Bergen County in New York as well.
And of course, that website is therealestatestagingstudio.com, and we'll include that link within the show notes of this broadcast as well. Again, Karen, all the best, and look forward to our next conversation right here on Enterprise Radio. Thanks for joining us here today.
Eric, thank you so much. I just really appreciate the opportunity. Thank you so much.
And certainly our pleasure. Anytime. We've been speaking with Karen Parziali, interior designer and stager. She has been a professional stager, as we've said, for the last 15 years and has helped sell homes faster and for more money. As a result of her staged homes, she works with realtors, homeowners, and flippers. And for more information, once again, it's the Real Estate Staging Studio. com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune into our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio. To subscribe to more of our programming, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.